I dream of reality. We're so busy chasing dreams, we've lost hold of reality, creating clouded minds that seem to turn the real into the fallacy. Mildly breathing the fresh air of liberty, wildly seething in the plains of fantasy. Eyes opened or closed, souls full of holes, riddled with modes indicative of a jaded state. Our place has been lost to us, though we cherish this, missing the tail of the tape. Walking out of bounds, wherein we stand greater chances of being hounded, unfounded thoughts process within the halls of our minds, lost to find our ways out of the quagmire, inspiring one another greatly. Though lately, the sense has fled. Satisfied with seeing the remainder of life through what they said, well read only in the form of pictorials, dreams becoming memorials to fake lives. No surprise, then, that our situation is so dire. Minds on fire, forsaken the higher with plans to inspire those who tire of the same old things. Taking advantage of the causeless, sharing with them thoughts of what the cause is, teaching them, in preparation, to be cautious. The flaw is this: their raucousness blends in with impunity, giving them immunity in the ways of understanding. Ignoring the boring, lay thy head down to sleep. For in this form, we find what's deep. Follow no man. In front of their faces lie the keys to life, though with eyes unfocused, they ever miss the target. Imprinted on their minds incessantly is the hold of their ancestry. Always living in the past, dreaming of what might come at last. Only life moves by so fast, and they have never lived it. Consider the misery of the children lost to their parents is just cause. Just cause they had a dream. Seems like a scheme from the enemy's lair. Liars always defining themselves in ways righteous, igniting the fighters until all stand before the struggle. Step back, for truth will eventually explode the bubble. Muddled thoughts colliding until there is no longer defining. Everything is for the taking. Standing upon the mountaintop, gazing into the valley of what may have been, I realize I have lost all my kin in the pits of sin. Stains flowing through our veins, making it impossible to maintain this God stature. With foolishness, forsaken fields of bliss, for this, to stare off and reminisce. Lost are our ways, for all of our days, be filled with the bitterness of what could have been. Again, circling about in cesspits of memory, lacking symmetry, we believe in the end we will gain. The things that our brain told us we will maintain. Insane is the notion that dreams are better than motion, taking it to the paths leading straight. Life lies through this gate. Follow the paths of righteousness for God's sake. Shaking off the visions of our heads, creating kingdoms of hay. And what to say? Decisions that must be made today, for tomorrow is not promised anyway. Songs written to the glory of a fraud, outlawed in God's kingdom, for therein lies only truth. A serum given to those seeking wisdom in greater measure, freely and without measuring spoon. Hear the words of the prophet and swoon, for surely God is coming back soon. Closing the chapters and after, dreams will come to the fore, measuring who was truly seeking the Father to their core. Sore eyes hiding from the brilliance, devoid of resilience. As faith was never their way. As Christ said, set your sights on today, seeking the kingdom of God. Leave dreams to the hopeless hopers, fleeing from the divine, sacrificing what's mine so as to redeem the time, that God might be pleased. For this remains the purpose of my pilgrimage until my journey has ended. And then, dreams fulfilled, I will be able to look into the face of glory. Go forth now and tell this story.